It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in here to the Bath County High School Gymnasium as your Bath County Lady Cats will be taking on the Lady Lions of Lewis County. I'm Todd Waits, joined alongside by Coach Davey Moore. You know, that's one of those monikers. You know, there's few things, you know, when you're president, you're Mr. President. Yeah. When you're a governor, you're a governor. When you're a judge, you're a judge. When you're a coach, it doesn't matter. You're always a coach.
It stays with you wherever you go. I mean,
I didn't coach at the level that you have, but I still have these kids come up and like, coach.
Yeah. I mean, you know you're a coach when Jeff Ray calls you a coach. That's when you know you've made it.
Well, I thought I made it when you called me radio boy, and it stuck all those years.
There you go. So that's where you're at. So, but Jeff Ray may be just used to saying Coach Moore due to the family. So,
well, yeah. And I have to kind of stop and go, which one when I hear Coach Moore? Because both of you are Coach Moores.
I know what they do when they say Mr. Moore. I said there's only one Mr. Moore in the family, and that's not me. So, but it's good to be here again tonight. Should be a good matchup. Same matchup as last year in the semifinals with the girls, Bath and Lewis. And that game went into overtime. I'm sure you and Patrick probably did that game.
We did.
Exciting game, close game. I'd say went into overtime. Looks like Lewis is a little shorthanded tonight. I did get word that one of their players broke her hand in the first game of the season against Fleming County, so she's out. They're only dressing seven, so, you know, good night for the Lady Cats to attack the basket, try to get them in foul trouble.
Well, we're not much deeper than that.
We don't play much deeper than that, but we do have some bodies if we get in trouble, you know. If you only got seven dressed, if you foul out one or two, then it becomes a problem.
But didn't that happen in a UK game recently? They ended up a four?
It happened in the Louisville game.
Louisville game.
They played New Mexico State, and they six players fouled out, and New Mexico State had to finish with four. So it's happened. I've seen it happen on the varsity level.
Obviously, I was working that night and did not watch that game. I'm a real Louisville fan.
Yeah, I know you are. And I do remember playing a freshman game. If some things just stand out, we finished. The opponent had three players on the floor. They fouled out so many kids. They finished with three players.
Do you remember the Christmas tournament one year on the boys' side, and Pierce and Jackson City played each other? They both had six on the bench to start the game. One of the kids I can't remember which one of the schools ended up getting sick like in the first quarter, so they were down to five.
Yes.
When they finished up, I think it was 3-on-3 out there. But that was probably the shortest I've ever seen it. But, you know, this is a girls' game. We're getting off subject here. Sorry about that, folks, talking about depth and everything. But Bath County Lady Cats coming to this one looking pretty good, feeling kind of confident.
They're on a roll. They've picked up
some good wins, quality opponents.
Yes, for sure.
You look at the first game, that Bourbon County and then Nicholas County, and then that was a good East Carter squad the other night that I thought that they really battled through some adversity.
A much improved East Carter team from last year. Much improved. I was impressed.
That's an East Carter team that I think, if not later this season, is going to be a lot of trouble. Next year could be a whole lot of trouble.
They've got size. If they had maybe one more ball handler, they'd be really dangerous.
And maybe they've got one that's just not comfortable in that spot
maybe
yet.
So.
But you look at Lewis County, they came in here, they're coming in here at 1-1. They lost their opener to Fleming County, which is a really good Fleming County squad. And then they handled Fairview 58-11, and that's, you know, kind of makes it tough. You know, how good is this team really? We know Fleming's pretty good. You know, Did Fleming, did they get in foul trouble that night? Of course, that's when the Johnson girl got injured for Lewis County. You know, what exactly happened in that that caused, you know, right. that? Was it, yeah. was it just they got outplayed, or, you know, was it because the injury threw them off of it?
Yeah.
But you can never count out a coach fight team. They're going to play hard.
Yes, sir.
I remember way back when he was at Morgan County, the yep. same type of stuff.
Yes, sir.
He's going to get after you defensively. He's going to attack the basket. And it seems like he's always got a post player either that has, you know, some good height or good size or both. And it's always that way, whether it was at Morgan or at Lewis. He's done extremely well with that.
And that's a tough environment if we're playing in Lewis. That's really, really tough to play over in that old gym. Crowd gets into it, but he does a really good job. It'll be interesting tonight. I got a feeling, you know, of course we always talk about up tempo, but got a feeling that, you know, Coach Caller's probably going to try to press a little bit more, try to wear them down since they're only dressing seven. And if we lose the first three games, you know, our girls seem to be in pretty good shape. They can get up and down the floor. The starting five has to be in good shape because he doesn't go, you know, Coach Caller doesn't go deep as well unless he gets in foul trouble. So, you know, let's limit the fouls tonight. Let's get on them early and take care of business.
That brings us right into our Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law out in Salt Lake's opening arguments. And it's for the Lady Cats to get the win here tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and throw the first one out, the easiest one. Ashton Barrett has to stay out of foul trouble.
Yes.
Much like on the boys the other night, we've got a couple that got in some foul trouble. Ashton Barrett is too important to this team to be in foul trouble.
Yes. Can't put all the pressure on Bailey and the other girls. Ashton's on the floor. She helps those out a lot to get open looks just by being on the floor because all the defense has got their eye on Ashton, making sure that, you know, she doesn't get a shot off. So
that's our first. Our second, they've got to keep the turnovers down. They can't allow this Lewis County team to get their confidence by getting some easy baskets on turnovers and those lazy passes. The Lady Cats have done a whole lot better on their passing. Over the last couple of years, that was always one of the things, the lazy pass.
Yes.
You know, it's either I'm going to make a sharp, crisp, hard pass to you or I'm not going to pass
right.
it.
Yeah.
And in the past, it's almost like, well, I think I'm going to pass to you. Maybe I'll kind of just loft it your direction. If you get it, great. If not, well, let's hope they don't. And
I know when I was with Coach Carter those couple of years, we emphasized passing, had drills just about every day. So, you know, it's very important. You got to take care of the basketball. If you turn it over, you don't have a chance to get a point up. You at least get a shot up. If you miss it, you got a chance to get offensive rebound and a putback. But if you turn it over, you get no chance to get any points.
Absolutely. As that's your opening argument, it's brought to you by Attorney at Law out in Salt Lake, Ira Kilburn. Appreciate him being one of our great sponsors. And, of course, all of our other sponsors you hear throughout the broadcast. And then our post-game award sponsors. Those include Downtown Athletic Club for our defensive player of the game, your unsung hero, brought to you by Sports Mowing, and your offensive player of the game, brought to you by R.L. Cottle Construction, as they are all great sponsors, and we appreciate them helping us bring all of the action to you. Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the new Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling in five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower. A PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Stop by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling today to check out your models. As we're going to take a break, back to studio here, word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Currently being announced out there for Lewis County. Looks like they're going to go with Gracie Duncan along with Caitlin Gilbert, Kaylee Stamper, Michaela Tackett, and then the center is going to be Carrie Ann Highfield. Got three players, I think, averaging in double digits, Highfield being one of those in the post.
Yeah, and she's got almost double digits of rebounds as well, so we have to keep her off the board. Just a side note on a little scouting report, ball handlers, you know, if we can put some pressure on her ball handlers, be able to turn the ball over and get some easy baskets. So got a little tidbit just sent to me. So,
well, I'm sure that Coach Collier knew that already.
I'm sure he did.
But he didn't want to share it with us because he gets stingy with his information up here sometimes.
For sure. For sure. You have to kind of pull it out of him.
As Bath County is going to go with Tiller along with Crouch, French, Barrett, and Norris. Tiller will step in to jump on the cross side from her will be Highfield. Tiller getting her second start.
I've been told Fareed has been cleared to play. So
ball's in the air, tip controlled by Barrett of Bath County. Barrett turns, has it between the circles. Swings it over to the left side to French.
Good
French
look.
Finds Norris cutting.
Another good look.
Dumps it on the inside to Tiller. Tiller hook shot in the paint. Bounces off. No good. Rebounds cleared out of there by Lewis. As Highfield's got it. We're off to the races the other direction. So they get it in the front court. Up to the top. They swing it to this right wing, this near side. Norris applying pressure down low. Highfield turns. Shot blocked by Tiller. Good job getting the hand on the ball and not using the body. As Barrett back the other direction. Pushes it up. Shot no good. They're going to say a charge. Gets the first one there. 7:28 left to go in the opening quarter. Still scoreless.
She's got to stay under control there.
Lewis will look to trigger it in with Gilbert. Gets it to the near side to Highfield. Back over to Gilbert. Gilbert to Highfield in front court now. She's got it out high. Nobody really picks her up. Now kicks it up top. Ball's loose. Norris diving for it. I'm telling you what, she ain't afraid to get down there with Duncan.
Way to get on the floor after it right there. Calls a jump ball.
Possession arrow in favor of Lewis County. As Gilbert will look to trigger it in. He's got it on the far side, looking. Now up high, she gets it into Duncan. French comes up and picks her. Back in, it looks like they're in a man. Tries to get around French, dribbles over to the left side. Pass over to the hands of Gilbert. Now to this near side. Now straight away.
There, I think
the tack it inside to Highfield. Highfield working against Tiller. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound. Spot four down low. French tries to save it in as it goes out of bounds. It did a good job sealing off on the inside of Tackett.
Just couldn't get your hands on it. Looks like to me Lewis is just going to try to pound the ball to Highfield all night long.
So get it in. Gilbert to the wing now. Duncan. Duncan. Hesitation dribble. Leaves it off straight away. Highfield. Back over three. Right side is up. Banks it off. No good. Barrett with a rebound for Bath County. She comes in racing into front court. Dribbles down to the right wing. Now stops. Skips it over to Norris.
Good
now to French.
Movement.
Left corner. Three's
nice
good.
Shot. Good ball movement right there to get Bailey French an open look.
6:32 left to go in the opening quarter. Bath County on top by three. As they fight, get the ball into front court. And then French gets a steal. She comes and takes away the pass from Duncan. French pushing back the other direction. Gets it into front court. Picks it up top by Tiller. French curls in the paint. Norris, three. Right wing's up. In and out. No good. Tiller with the rebound. Her put back In and out, no good. Claimed out of there by Lewis County Stamper. Stamper looks for somebody to get it to, finds a guard in Gilbert. She pushes it up the right side. Now she slows up. Inside the Highfield. Highfield drop step, gets Tiller, puts nice it up move. And in for two.
Nice move.
55 left to go. Lewis draws within one, 3-2.
She got Tiller on her back and made a nice bully move for the basket. Can't have Tiller get in foul trouble tonight.
Norris with it straight away to Barrett on his left wing. Barrett looks. That crouch in the high post. Got Tiller in the low post. Lewis, Norris on the right side.
Lewis has gone to a 2-3.
To try to feed his crouch cutting to the basket. It's a good idea. Just good defense there by Lewis County as Gilbert has it for Lewis to the right wing working against French. French, great job recovery. They get the ball down low. Highfield shot up and good.
Scored over three girls that time.
So it's 4-3.
Wants a timeout early.
Lewis County leads it by one. 5:14 left to go here in the opening quarter. We got a Lady Cat timeout. 30-second variety as we will hold it right here for right now. But Bath County, you can tell what Lewis is wanting to do. Get it into the big girl on the inside. Let her do her job. She's got some nice moves in
there. Yes, she does. She has a nice drop step move right there. And like I said, she scored over three Lady Cats. Lady Cats got to continue to do good ball movement down here against this 2-3 zone. They've kind of packed it in a little bit. Bailey, Jerrica, and Ashton, one or all three get hot from the outside. They'll break them out of that 2-3 zone. So
Freed has come in. So you've got France, Freed, Crouch, Norris, and Barrett on the floor. Norris will look to inbound, full court to go.
Good to see Freed back out on the court.
Gets it to Barrett as she comes across the timeline. To French on that right wing. Skips it over here to Barrett to the left corner. Norris, three's on its way, and it's good. 6-4. Beth Kenny leads it by two. Beth Kenny's got some shooters from distance if they can get on a streak. It's Norris near steal over here as they were trying to force that pass into Duncan. Norris knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Lewis County ball steal. Highfield to get her on the breakaway. She throws a pass over the left side to Tackett. Tackett into the paint, finds Highfield in the other post, has the shot blocked by three, gets it back, and she's tied up. Three ties her up, jump ball. Possession on favor of Bath County this time. So Lady Cats will look to inbound. This is semifinals of the EKC. Second game tonight in this very gymnasium should be a good one as well.
Yes.
Brown County and Russell.
Should be a real good one. Freed might have got away with a little contact there. We'll take it, though.
French out on the right wing with it. Up top to Barrett. To the left corner, they go to Norris. Norris drives on the inside, jump stop, kicks it out. Barrett, three, straight away is up. No good. Misses bad to the left. So get it into the hands of Duncan.
That was a really good drive by Jerrica, though. She stayed under control. We hadn't. She'd been kind of driving in or out of control the first couple games. But
Gilbert with it up top. Thought about three, but Barrett closed out on her quickly. Highfield pass down low, shoots off. Turn over to Bath County.
It's like they tried to do a little elevator zipper cut up for Gilbert to get her a three, and Ashton was able to get out on her. And again, they're looking at Highfield every chance they can.
So Barrett will dribble into front court, crosses the timeline. Gives a pass over to French on the right wing, right corner. They feed it into Crouch. Going to have a reach-in foul. Crouch had a good position there. Highfield just reached in. Going to be whistle for her first team first of this quarter. I guess we have to specify that.
Yeah, first team foul this quarter.
So get it to Freed in the corner. She looks, brings it down. Tackett nearly took it away from her, but just drives
good
into
move.
The
paint. Nice move.
Takes it all the way to the basket. 8-4, Bath County lead. 3:48 left to go in the opening quarter.
Really nice move by Freed there.
As Barrett just comes, steals it away. She takes it coast to coast. Left-handed layup. Left-handed dribble. 10-4. Bath County leads. Timeout call by Lewis County's Coach Fight. 3:37 left to go in the opening quarter. Back after this timeout in 30 seconds. Right here on WKCA.
If
I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Coming with a six-point lead here in the UKC tournament on the girls' side of things. 3:37 left to go here in the opening quarter. Lady Cats leading it 10-4 over Lewis County. Lewis County to inbound, full length of the court to go. They're looking. They throw it too deep. Reed Zare comes up to steal. She dribbles it in the front court to the corner to French. Back out to Norris, now to Barrett. She fakes three. She drives it along to the baseline. Kicks it out. French three, left corner, or wings up. No good. Norris tracks it down in the corner on the far side. Still looking, and they're going to say she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Attack it with good pressure over there.
Good hustle. Just run out of real estate over there.
Gilbert will look to inbound. She's looking, looking. Gets it in, and Norris steals it away. Nice little pass. Back over to French. She puts it in for two. 12-4 back in the leads now. 3:13 left to go. Bethany with this full court press as they get it into Highfield. She throws it into front court for Reed. Steps in there, almost got another steal, but calls the player to travel with it. Duncan turns it over.
Good pressure right there. A little confusion there. Coach Fife was looking for a timeout. Looked like Bath had already had the ball on the court, but Davey Anderson granted him a 30-second timeout. So some interesting things have been happening here in this EKC tournament. So
Yeah, we've learned a lot.
Yes, we have.
We've had situations that hadn't popped up before.
Coach Fife was almost out in the paint there in the middle of the floor while action was going on. So I guess that's the reason Davey granted him the timeout.
Well, I tell you what, Barrett, it was heads-up move by her. She realized what was going on. She's like, there hadn't been no whistle. Let's go.
Yeah, she was pushing it up. Davey got a good deflection on it.
good thing he got his hands up.
Yes.
Otherwise, we might only have two officials for tonight's game. Our trainer might have been checking out Davey for concussion protocol.
And I'm sure they've got the next game as well, what usually happens on a doubleheader night.
Yeah. I didn't ask when I came in, but... Crouch inbounds to Barrett in backcourt. She will come up to the timeline, back in with the 8-point edge. Over to Norris, back to Barrett up top.
Lewis has gone man this time. I don't know if they can guard Bath man or not.
French gets it on the wing. She about fell down with it. Over to Crouch, to Barrett. Crouch sets a pick. Barrett trying to get away from her defender. Gilbert doing a good job staying with her. Ball knocked away from behind, they're going to say. So be back any ball.
They're definitely going to be paying attention whenever Ashton's driving the ball. So
they get in the French on the left wing.
Lewis going back to zone, out of bounds play.
Over to Norris. Norris wanting to force it inside. They swing it around. The left corner to Crouch, back to French. Skip it to the right side to Norris. She drives in, dumps it inside to Fareed. Fareed saves it somehow. Into Crouch, out to French, three. Left side's up, no good. Long kicking rebound comes off. Duncan has it, gives it up to Gilbert. Gilbert nearly lost it, back over to Duncan. Now the right corner tack at three is on its way. It's long, Norris with the rebound. Throws a pass over to French. French has it about three-quarter. Collier saw him push it.
He's wanting to run.
The Barrett, three, left side is up. No good. Long kicking rebound comes off the tacket. She's double-teamed. Finally finds a guard to give it up to.
Ashton's three was just a little bit long. He was online.
Gilbert pushes. Norris comes in, ties her up.
Got a jump ball. Stays with Lewis. Good defense by Jerrica there.
So Reed's going to come in. Fareed's going to check out. Josie Reed played well the other night.
Yes, he did. I'm sure Fareed's minutes are going to be limited tonight.
So get it down to Highfield.
Come back to the corner.
Now to Duncan on the wing. Duncan up top to Tackett. Tackett in the high field. She just gets the ball, makes a move around Crouch, and lays it up and in. Cuts the lead to 6. 133.
She's a difficult matchup if Tiller's not out on the floor.
Or even for Reed.
Yes.
For Reed's length and Tiller's size. It's Barrett gives it up to Reed. Back to Barrett.
Lewis back in the zone.
Barrett with it near the jump circle. The French on the left wing. French should have went up with that.
Yes, she should have.
Especially when the player took that step back. Over to Reed. Loads it inside to Crouch. Crouch makes
nice
a move.
Gets it up.
In and out, no good. Highfield with the rebound for Lewis.
Good left-handed move there. It was a nice, nice post move.
Pushes up the right side. All the way down. Running hook shot up. No good. French with the rebound. She pushes back the other direction for Bath County. Over to Reed. Stop. Pop three. Right
yes.
wing is good.
Nice looking transition bucket there.
Don't know many eighth graders that come into a game that's ready to shoot as much as Reed and can do it.
No hesitation, no fear. That's what you got to have.
Gilbert gets her pass over Tackett in the corner. Goes inside the high field. Got Barrett
that's
on her.
Offensive.
High field just pushed through Barrett. Picks up her second personal.
Yep.
Barrett giving up, what did you say, a foot?
At least, yes. Yeah. Now there's dramatic size difference with the sub for Highfield. So now they've gone small, but they're still in the 2-3. So they come back with Tiller for size, replacing Kaylee Crouch.
That's kind of might have the advantage.
Need to make a big
size-wise this
yes.
time, height and all.
Need to make a big run right here with her on the bench.
Barrett gets across the timeline, has it a high on the left wing. Barrett spins into the paint, puts a shot up. It's blocked. Norris is there for a rebound. Her putback's no good, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line with 8 seconds left to go. Chance to add a couple to it.
Ashton tried to force it there.
I think they called that foul on Tackett. Her first.
Yes.
Norris free throw up and good. 10-point back in the lead. 8.7 left
to
go.
That's interesting. He's going to put it back in with 8.7 seconds to go with two fouls.
Guess needs your offense. Norris second free throw, no good. Tackett gets the rebound. She turns, finds Gilbert. Gilbert takes a peek at the clock. Gets it in the front court, has it back tipped away right into Highfield's hands. Turnaround jumper. It's good.
Great back tip, but right into Highfield's hand. The last thing we wanted there. But
time runs out in the first quarter of basketball here in Owingsville in the EKC tournament. It's Bath County 16, Lewis County 8. Back to the second quarter in 1 minute, right here on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Lewis County with the basketball. Bath County made the opening basket of the quarter on top by 10. Stack it. Throws a pass, an errant pass over to the left side. Goes out of bounds.
really good ball movement when Bath had possession. Tiller hit Reed on the wing. She's not shy when she catches it. She's looking to score, and I like that. Here we go, another ball was thrown in, and they hit the horn, and he still was able to get his subs in, Coach Collier was. He said, you gave it to Fifewater ago. You need to give it to me.
Barrett gets into the game. She comes in the front court, has it between the circles. You got French,
Lewis,
Crouch,
like the man.
Reed, and Tiller. Highfield on the floor for Lewis with two personals on it inside. Reed over to French. French tries to throw a pass, has it knocked down. Gilbert with good hands there. I'm sorry. Duncan with good hands. She will come dribbling in the front court.
That's when Bailey should have faked a pass to make a pass there. She kind of telegraphed it.
And a little lazy with it. Yes. It wasn't a hard crisp one like I was bragging on. Yeah. As Tackett tries to force one into Highfield. Down low, top ball. Session on favor of Lewis.
Thank goodness Ashton got her hands on that because Highfield was going to be wide open for a layup. First quarter for Lewis, Highfield had all 8 points. So I think we know where they're trying to go on the offensive end of the floor tonight.
I think that's why they had to put her out there with two personals.
Yeah, because I don't know who else can get a bucket for them right now.
Gilbert, they get in the Highfield. Yeah,
that's automatic foul right there.
Trying to reach in on Tiller. I have that as her first.
Yes.
So Norris going to come in.
Branch
is going to check out.
Give her a breather. Bath and Mann on the out-of-bounds play.
They get it in. Highfield three.
She's even going to shoot the three. Banks
it home. 6:31 left to go. 18 to 11.
Never known the bank to stay that open. Open that late in Bath County.
Maybe it does in Vanceburg.
Yep.
Down low to
nice
Tiller.
Pass.
Shot up too hard. Tackett clears to rebound for Lewis.
Good look by Jerrica there.
Into the hands of Duncan. She's got it between the circles. Over to Gilbert on that left wing. Inside to Highfield.
Double team.
Triple team now. Back out three. Left side is up. That one's long. Rebound comes off. Reed comes out with it for Bath County. Turns. I don't know who she was trying to get that one to. It was just anybody but her.
She said, I don't want it. You take it.
Norris ends up with it. Kind of threw it between Crouch, Norris, and Tiller, all three. They find Barrett over on that right wing. Barrett doesn't use the pick, takes off to the right. Baseline jumper up, no good.
She forced that one.
Duncan in the front court.
Just let the game come to you.
To the right wing. A long two up, no good. As that was missed by Stamper. Barrett with a rebound, pushes it back the other direction. Nice herself into the paint. Goes up.
That's going to be a charge.
That's her second charge. That's two.
Kind of out of control again.
One thing we said is Barrett couldn't get in foul trouble. As Barrett and Reed check out for Reed,
we'll
and
see
French coming in.
We'll see a change in the defense here, a little half-court zone here. A little diamond look. 1-1-2-1.
The Duncan dribbling in backcourt. French. Guarding her. Duncan dribbles all the way down. Goes to make a move. Her and French go to the floor. Be over and back.
Well, we're going to discuss this here. Ball's going to stay with Lewis. Looks like Davey's got it. We tipped it before it went across the backcourt, so it's going to stay with Lewis, I believe. Again, some more interesting calls. It's still early in the season. Everybody's still trying to get everything down.
So it'll be Lewis basketball. So get it into Duncan in backcourt.
Everybody's having questions. I thought Bailey had touched the ball before it went across half court. Peter let it.
Stamper has it stolen away by Crouch. Crouch comes dribbling out with it. Finds a guard in Norris. Norris in the front court. Throws it over to Crouch on the right wing. Crouch catches, looking for somebody to get it to. Gives it up to French. French now with it between the circles. Diller comes up. She's going to set a pick. It does. French curls and now comes back once again between the circles.
Half court offense here, a little motion set.
The throw over Crouch on the left wing. She steps into a three.
And she
literally stepped into it. Turns it over.
Like we said the other night, she doesn't seem to look for her shot. She has a good shot.
Exactly. I have no problem with her shooting.
I'd like to see her score some more points.
So Reed comes back into the lineup for Bath County. You currently have French, Reed, Crouch, Norris, and Fareed on the floor. Duncan has French guarding her step for step.
Bailey, good ball press. We're going to get a five-second call here.
Duncan throws it down low to tack it, and Fareed bails her out with a foul.
She'd have kept her arm straight up. Would have been no foul.
Bath County Middle School boys on the road this evening. They're up at Elliott County.
Elliott County. Sandy Hook. Our boys varsity are on the road to Raceland tonight, correct?
Correct. Jackets first free throw up and good.
We want to wish Montana Bashir a quick recovery. Hopefully gets good results this week when he goes to the doctor.
Hope so. Second free throw on its way from Tackett's off the mark. Fareed gets the rebound. Did a great job blocking Highfield off there.
Yes. Highfield's lucky she didn't pick up her third foul there.
Fareed has it on the left wing. She puts down a left-handed dribble going to the right. Norris floater in the lane, no good. Rebound comes off to Duncan.
Good look by Jerrica there, just didn't fall for her.
Duncan dribbles all the way down to the right block, puts up a shot, off glass, no good. French with the rebound. She pushes it back the other direction. The three on three. French takes it all the way in. Lays it up for two.
Good attack right there to the basket. Good move by Bailey.
Boys just couldn't get themselves turned around to defend. And Bath County realizing that. Or Lewis County realizing that after French had done got in this. As they throw it into the corner to Gilbert. Gilbert.
She's trying to get it to Highfield any way she can.
She throws a pass over to Stamper. Now off to Tackett at the foul line. Tackett turns over here to the near side. Three from Gilbert is up. It's long. French gets the rebound.
I'm not sure anybody else, but Highfield has drawn iron from the field tonight.
Fareed with a three. It's no good.
It's a good look. Look
Highfield
good.
Highfield gets the rebound. Finds Gilbert. She pushes up to the right wing, up to Highfield, and over to Duncan. Flash to the three. Now drives into the free throw line. She drew iron that time. As French gets the rebound after the miss. She pushes back the other direction, gets into the paint. Gilbert just reaches in. Oh, jump ball. Looks a little handsy to me, but. So Reed will look to trigger. Looks. That's kind of too many players all in that one little group there.
They had three standing right there. One person could guard three. That's not good.
French takes it all the way in. Nice move. Off the glass. Good.
Nice take.
That's going to be back on top for 10. 22 to 12. 2:29. We'll have to go here in the opening half. It's Duncan. Throws it over to Gilbert. Norris nearly got it. To tack it. Three left corners up. That one's long. Rebound comes off. Reed pulls it. To Fareed. Now to the hands of French.
Josie's giving quality minutes again tonight.
France between the circles. Dribbles over to the right wing. Looks, finds Norris. Norris, she stops. Free throw jumper, a little long. Rebound comes off to Crouch. Crouch and Gilbert collide. Lewis County foul. It's going to be on Gilbert. Her first. She'll be team fourth.
It's a new quarter. Team, this is the third.
Right.
I know, it's hard to get used to.
Might have to make me new boxes or something.
Good post
Schiller,
move. Good move.
Look in the lane's good. 24 to 12.
Nice move right there.
Our PA announcers might have to start doing the fouls or something.
Got to help us out here a little bit.
They can't get it on the board, so everybody knows what's going on. It's Norris with the steal. Looks, throws it to French in front court, and it's stolen away by Gilbert. Duncan throws it to Stamper, to Tackett. Tackett lowers her head, drives all the way in. Tiller fouls her, bells her out. with her second personal.
With the first second foul. She just needs to wall up right there and just straight up.
And that's hard to do.
Yes, it is. Or sometimes
you've been there.
And sometimes just kind of let them go. If they're out of control, let them fling it up. Or if it goes in, it goes in. You know, don't put her at the free throw line. She looked like a good free throw shooter a while ago. Maybe we can jinx her.
They're 1-2 in their last trip. She's 1-for-1 in this trip.
Shooter roll right there. Shooter touch. Coach Fife's going to try to get by the last minute 18 without his big on the floor since she has two fouls.
We got Tackett listed as a 5'8 senior. Second free throw up. That was a little short, but Tiller gets the rebound. I thought I was going to get the kiss off glass and go in there, too.
I did, too. I thought she was going to get another shooter roll there. So.
Pugs it inside to Tiller. Hook shot up too hard. Rebound comes off to Lewis County's Vols.
She was kind of fading away a little bit. If she'd went right to the basket, maybe could have drawn a foul there from Tackett.
Duncan. The Vols inside to Tackett. Tiller's going to pick up her third.
And that puts Lewis at the line. So that puts two starters with two and three fouls.
So Tackett, free throw up, in and out, no good. Stiller will check out with the three personals. Freed will replace her.
Lady Cats have done a good job keeping Highfield off the board this quarter. She still only has eight, all scored in the first quarter.
Second free throw, no good. Long kicking rebound. Norris tips it into French's hands. Over to Norris on the wing. Norris goes driving in. It's up shot, no good. They're going to say she was bailed out by a foul.
She got bailed out there as well. Yes, she did.
Foul's going to be on Duncan.
But we'll take it.
Her first. Team second of the quarter. Highfield set to return.
It was a quick breather, wasn't it? He's trying to get some offense. He's needing some points for the half.
Norris free throw up and good. 25-13. Lady Cats lead the Lady Lions. 39 seconds left to go in the half.
Good looking shot there for Jerrica. Good rotation. Knocked the second one down.
Second free throw from Norris up. In and out.
In and
no
out.
Good. Stamper with the rebound. Gives it to Duncan. Duncan. Got Gordon guarding her now. Over to the right wing, they get it to Stamper. Back up top to Duncan. To the right corner, they get it to Gilbert. Gilbert drives. Has a shot blocked off Reed out of bounds.
Nice block. It's her second block. Good defense right there. Long arms come in handy. This is a defensive-oriented Lady Cat team on the floor right now.
Highfield finds Tackett cutting to the basket wide open.
Somebody lost their man. I don't know who it was, but.
Norris inbounds the crouch and gets it right back.
Coach Collier going to try to get this last shot here. They're going to trap Jerrica.
They're going to try to. Jerrica gets around them. Drives all the way to the foul line. Tries to throw a pass out to Gordon. Norris triple team goes to the floor. Tackett comes up still. Free knocks it away. And time's going to expire here. No foul or anything called. Hard fought into the quarter. As 25-15. Bath County leads Lewis County as Davey's going to work on getting some stats together from this first half of play. We'll use this opportunity to go back to studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball currently at the half. Bath County 25, Lewis 15, back in a couple of minutes right here on WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Brown County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Here, Bath County High School, as we currently are at the half, the Lady Cats have a 10-point edge, 25-15, after one half of basketball. I think Randy Stacy's confused seeing you over there,
he,
Davey.
He has no idea what's going on, does he?
Hey, he's paying me in hot dogs.
a lot of money, Randy. So, halftime stats for Lewis County, they were 4-10 from 2 points for 40%, 1-6 from 3-point land. For 17%, 5 of 16 overall, 31%. Highfield led them in scoring with 8 points. They did commit 9 turnovers by my calculations. Lady Cats, 7 of 17 from 2 points for 41%, 3 of 9 for 3-point line for 33%. Overall, 10 of 26 for 38%. 2 of 4 from the free throw line, all those from Jerrica. And we had 12 total rebounds for the half, and then shared the ball fairly well. Had 5 assists, 6 steals. But the big stat for us, Ashton Barrett has 2 fouls, and Tiller has 3. For all you young players out there, we'll give a little shout because I was talking to his dad yesterday, Deacon Perkins. You don't want to get in foul trouble when you're playing basketball because you have to sit on the bench. So don't get in foul trouble. That goes for all you young kids out there. You want to stay on the floor, but I just happened to be talking to his dad yesterday at Save-A-Lot. So I said, I'll give a little tip to Deacon and his teammates. Don't reach, play straight, good, strong defense, and you'll stay on the floor.
And work your left hand.
And work your left hand.
Except your right hand.
Yes. Work your off hand.
And bounce pass.
Yes.
Bruce Jones comes up to some of those middle school games, and I joke around with him. I tell Bruce, I said, every time I see you in the gym, I've got to come over and shake your hand. It's kind of like meeting the Pope or something. He laughed, and he says, you know, why don't these kids throw bounce passes? And I said, tell them. I said, yell at them right there. I said,
Who was it the night that the girls played? They did a lot of bounce passes.
It was Bourbon, wasn't it?
I was thinking it was, I believe it was Bourbon, yes. Yes, I mean, a lot of bounce passes, and that was, you know, and we had a hard time defending them. I mean, though they didn't score a lot of points, we pulled away from them, but we didn't get a lot of steals because they were making good passes, and that's the key, is to take care of the basketball and not get in foul trouble.
And don't be afraid to use the glass. It's there for a reason. I mean, some of these kids nowadays really just don't try to use the glass like I think that they should.
No.
And that's kind of a lost art, you know. Duncan, back in the day, Tim Duncan, a lot of these young kids have no idea who that is unless they've got some of these NBA 2K something or another's when they get him unlocked or however it happens. And, you know, he was deadly with that bank shot.
Yes. There's a lot of kids, you know, the first thing they look at is that 3-point line and they want to jack it up from there instead of going down there and working on that intermediate shot and working on, like you say, using that backboard. That white painted square is up there for a reason, and it can be your friend, not your enemy.
Well, my son came to me when he's going to try out for the basketball, and he said, Dad, I'm going to go out here and practice. What should I work on? And I looked at him. I said, left-handed dribble and layups. I said, you'll win more ball games if you can dribble left and make layups.
That's for sure. Definitely a layup, because girls basketball seems like a lot of layups are missed. If you've paid any attention to that, a couple of former coaches I used to coach with and coach against, we always talk about that. Why is there so many missed layups in girls basketball? Really work on those layups, especially your offhand layups in girls basketball, really help you out.
Absolutely. As Bath County made their way back out onto the floor to warm up for the second half, just kind of checking in with the Ira Kubern attorney at law out in Salt Lake's opening arguments, you know, pace of play, Bath County checks that mark. The interior play and rebounding, they're doing pretty good on that one as well.
Yes.
But the staying out of foul trouble, they're not looking good. I think the case is mounting against them right now.
They're 2-for-3 right now, so the jury would be weighing heavy on that. They did a really good job in the second quarter, like I say, keeping the ball away from Highfield. She did not score in that second quarter. Looked like she was going to outscore everybody tonight, including the whole team of Bath. But they settled down and kept the ball out of her hand. So I'm sure Coach Collier is looking for a big run here. He's going to have Ashton and Taylor back on the floor to get this quarter started and maybe get a little separation from Lewis.
Well, let's hope so. As we are here halftime, Bath County with a 10-point edge, 25-15 here at the halftime intermission. We use this opportunity to go back to studio, hear a word from a couple of sponsors. Return courtside here in just 90 seconds right here on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
25-15, Bath County leads it by 10 here at halftime, getting ready to start the second half of basketball. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. As whistle's been blown, they're ready to get action going here. Both of the coaches still kind of taking their time getting their teams out there. Lewis County basketball.
Looks like Taylor's going to start on the bench with those three fouls. Freed gets the start of the second half, so Coach Collier's going to start out from the zone. Look, I'm going to suspect there's going to be some kind of trap here, either on the ball or the first pass.
And there it goes. First pass and on the ball. As they get it into Duncan, she finds Tackett down low. She's bumped. Shot's missed. Rebound comes off to Norris. She finds Barrett. Barrett comes racing up the right side. Stutter dribbles, goes up, blocking fouls. Gilbert.
That could have been her third right there.
Gilbert bailed Barrett out on that one.
A little bit out of control.
So Ashton will be at the line for two. Barrett's free throw on its way and good. Bath County's lead out to 11. Largest lead of the night has been 12 for Bath County. Lewis County did lead at one time by one. And that was their only lead, and that was back in the fourth quarter. Barrett makes them both. 7:46 left to go in the third quarter. Bath County's lead back out to 12, 27-15.
That's another point right there for you young players. Make your free throws. Ashton knocked both of those down.
Barrett almost got the steal there.
Good hustle. But, again, might have could have picked up her third foul there, too. But
it's hard to rein a player in that is so gritty like that.
You don't want to take that aggressive out of her. So, because once you do, it may not come back. She's a really good defender.
Stamper. She was guarded up top by Barrett.
She knocks it out of bounds.
Knocked out of bounds. It'll still be Lewis ball.
I think Barrett is a really, really good on-ball defender. And I always thought my daughter McKenna was a really good off-ball defender. She always anticipated that pass.
And that's not easy. Either one of those is not easy to teach. It's almost an instinct that's you've got or you don't.
You got to want to do it. You got to want to work on it. A lot of people don't want to work on the defensive end.
Stamper's three is up, no good. Rebound spot for between two Lady Cats. They're gonna whistle Tackett for the shove.
It's her second.
Two on her, second in the quarter. Maybe a tick box or something. As Barrett will come back the other direction, Lewis in the circles with it.
Looks like Lewis is in man.
Barrett dribbles to the left wing, picks it up top from Fareed. Nobody really good picks take. Up Barrett and stops her, so she takes it all to the rack and lays it in. Got a stop ball.
I don't think that was the defense that Fife wanted, was to let Barrett go to the basket untouched.
Stamper goes in. He'll get bailed out by Fareed, I believe.
I think it's on Crouch. Be her first, I think. Nope, it is Fareed. Your eyes are better than mine.
Stamper. Close the line. So it's always interesting to watch, even girls and boys, either one at the free throw line, their routines and what all they do. And sometimes you want to go, where did you learn that at? Or where did you pick that one up? Stamper almost looks like she's getting into a track starting stance.
Yes. Almost like a... Also like a fast pitch girl softball stance. They get that one leg back sometimes. So it's always whatever makes you comfortable. Now Lewis has gone back to the 2-3. You want to be comfortable with the free throw line.
Norris has it in the corner. Finds Barrett over to French. Now low to Crouch. Crouch turns, goes up, high field. Does a good job standing up straight.
She could have grabbed that ball for went out of bounds. She told Coach Fife, that's my fault. But she could have picked up her third foul as well. But looks like she had her hand straight up.
Norris. Will trigger. She's looking, gets it into Freed in the corner. Freed puts down her dribble.
Another nice move
takes
with
it
the left hand.
To the paint, goes up.
Nice
lefty,
move.
Gets it around Highfield. 31-17.
Just like the first half, she took that move with the left hand. I like that aggressiveness.
Pass over to Gilbert. Back over to Duncan. Now to Stamper in the right corner. In the middle of the Highfield. Double team. Highfield shot up. No good. Rebound comes off. Tackett takes it away. She slings one at the basket. Crouch saves it from going out of bounds and gets the rebound. They find Barrett. She attacks back the other direction to the corner. French, threes up. No good. Rebound comes off to Tackett. Tackett looks, finds a guard in Gilbert. She comes dribbling up that right side. French with her step for step. Loads it on the inside of the Highfield. Knocked away by Barrett into the hands of French. French, right-handed dribble, takes it all the way to the rack. They're going to save this out of bounds. No foul.
A lot of contact looked like there. But
I kind of thought so, too. But that, once again, that's why we're up here and they're down there, you know.
So, Tiller coming back in the ballgame to give Fareed a breather.
So, Bath County will look to trigger underneath their own basket. Norris to do the honors. Lobs it in to Tiller. Tiller kicks it back to Norris, puts a two up from this near side.
Good
in
shot.
And out and back in again. 33-17. Bath County on top. Winner of this one will advance on to the championship game to be played here on Thursday night as they will take on the winner of the Round County wrestle game coming up here immediately following this one.
Bath extends their lead to 16. Good ball movement again. Would have liked to have seen Tiller going up with that, but she wasn't exactly on balance there. She got kind of off balance and kicked it out to open north for the two. But you know, I always like to see my big just go up with it there and see if you can draw a foul, especially with Highfield with two. Could have possibly drawn her third foul right there, but got the bucket anyway.
That ball was lofted more towards the foul line versus more more straight up and down. It was more, I guess, north and south. East and west, I don't know. My football's coming out of me there.
The lob was pretty high. Probably would have brought it down just
but
a little bit.
But it was a little
bit.
Long.
Yeah, high and long. It could have somewhere in between that. I'm sure they'll work on that a little bit more, but it was a good look. And like I say, I would like to see Tiller going up with it. But, again, we got the 2 points. Because we know Norris is not afraid to shoot the ball. Shooters have got to shoot.
Absolutely. So Lewis County will look to inbound, full length of the court to go. Gilbert will do the honors. Bath County will be in a 1-1-2-1.
They've extended their half court to full court.
Finds Tackett in that corner. Tackett puts down a dribble, turns, throws it up. Bailey gets
the steal. To Bailey.
She looks, finds Norris down court. She lays it up. 2 more points in the book for Jerrica Norris.
Nice look.
35-17.
Nice look by Bailey there.
Very unselfish look as well.
Yes.
Near steal once again as Bailey honks at that ball. Gilbert pushes it all the way back, takes it right to Tiller, gets the basket to fall, gets the foul on Tiller.
That'll be Tiller's fourth.
That's four on Tiller.
Different lineup here, bringing Josie Reed in for Tiller.
That's what he did early in that in the half.
Yes. And it worked out pretty well. It's a lot quicker lineup here. Looks like it moves Kaylee Krause to the five.
Highfield gets the rebound over top of Norris, but then it's knocked away. Norris gets the claim it. They throw it in front court to French by way of a Barrett pass to Krause to Norris. Three, the left wing's up. It's short, but Krause is there for rebound. Her putback, no good. Barrett with the rebound. Her putback, no good. Bailey French with the rebound. Kicks it out. Reed, three, right side, no good. Rebound's fought for. Pulled out of there. Is Lewis County, as Norris might have hit her head on the floor, kind of grabbed her head when she went down. As they kick it up top to Tackett, skip it over to this left side to Stamper. Stamper picks up her dribble, needs some help, finds Gilbert. She's got it, makes her move towards the middle of the court. Bounce pass over to the right side to Duncan, steps in. Long shot up, no good. As Tackett gets a rebound, comes dribbling around. Finds Gilbert, she takes him to paint right into Crouch.
It's going
to be a charge. She ran right into Crouch.
Got that as her third.
If she had had her head up and not had her head down, she might have gotten away with it.
You lower that head, they're going to call it almost every time.
So over to Norris on this right wing. She kind of surveys everything up top to French, over to Barrett. Catch and shoot three, left side's up, in and out, no good. Stamper gets the rebound, goes to the floor. Throws it over here to Gilbert. Reed nearly got that steal. Gilbert bounces over to Duncan on the right wing. Wanting to get into the high field. Batkinney doing an excellent job defending on her. Ball's thrown in the backcourt. Reed's going to go almost pick it up.
Coach Carter told her, let it go. Just let it go. It's going to be our ball anyway right there. So Reed replaces Josie. A little bit more size. Josie gives real good quality minutes for the Lady Cats.
Norris throws it in the backcourt to Barrett.
She's not a stat sheet stuffer, but she is out on the court doing things to help the Lady Cats.
Bath County leads 35-19, 3:15 left to go in the third. To Norris, three, the left corner is up over the hands of Tackett, no good. Long kicking rebound ends up in French's hands. She kicks it back to Barrett, over to Norris. Norris fakes the pass on the inside, and it's going to be kicked. So they're trying to feed it into Fareed.
I thought Jerrica got hit on the arm in that corner three, but no call.
Well, I thought Bailey French was mugged on that layup, but no call. So
I had my head down doing a stat on that one, so I didn't see that.
But get it to Barrett on the inbound. She lays it up and in for two. 37-19. 2:59 left to go as Gilbert over to Duncan. Duncan pushing up the right side. Throws it down low, trying to get it to Highfield. Nearly stolen away. Ball pinballs around. Tackett saves it. Freed steps out of bounds with it.
That was a lot of hands on that ball right there. Good hustle.
Freed went down in some water over there. Or at least I hope that's what it was.
She's holding her knee there, but it looks like she's okay.
And she's trying to wipe water off of it.
Must be.
Miss Branch near still up top.
Lady Cats applying that pressure.
Lewis County will inbound. Gilbert don't look too happy.
No, she doesn't.
She's looking. Throws it to Stamper. Ball pinballs around. French comes up with the steal. Looks up. Finds Barrett. Catch. Laying in two more. Ducking on top by 20 now. 39-19. Coach White's seen enough. Calls for a timeout. We'll take this opportunity. Back to you here. A word from some sponsors. You're listening to Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Currently at 20 here in the EKC tournament on the girls' side of things here in Owingsville this evening. Todd Waits, Davey Moore bringing you all of this action. They throw the ball, stolen away by Norris. Norris over to French. French goes with the layup. Good defense there from Lewis County as Duncan gets back there and knocks it away.
Good defensive pressure by the Lady Cats again, making Lewis throw that long pass. Jericho with a nice steal.
Norris going to get a breather. Reed going to replace her. So you currently got Reed, Barrett, French, Gordon, and Crouch on the floor. Reed throws it up top to Gordon. Gordon takes it right at the rack. A little hard with her shot. Rebound caroms out. French gets it in the corner. Out to Barrett on that left wing.
It's a good move by Gordon there. I like the aggressiveness. Straight to the basket.
Barrett gets in there. Shot up, no good. Highfield with the rebound. Finds Gilbert. She pushes it all the way down court, working against Barrett and French. Gilbert hits the deck. Barrett gets the ball knocked away.
I like that move by Ashton there, even though the shot didn't fall. She didn't force anything. She stopped and took what the defense gave her. It's a 15-footer. Just didn't go down for her.
They get the ball into Highfield. Crouch with a good post. Just stood there, kept her from the shot, attacked it, and then gets a steal. Crouch gets a block on the Tackett shot. Crouch pushes back the other direction. Drives all the way in. Shot up. No good. I have a blocking foul. Stamper tried to stand her ground there, but Crouch, nice move going to her left.
Nice aggressive move there. I like to see that.
I think she's got her earpiece in. She's heard us talk about her. Or maybe Collier did, and he got on her in the locker room at the half. Crouch's free throw up and good. I think they put the points on the wrong side there. Should be 40-19.
I'm sure somebody will let Barrett know.
Crouch's second free throw, no good. Tackett clears some space there. No call. Duncan pushes up the left side to the left wing. Barrett knocks away from her. Jill Toy needs to recognize the scoreboard's not right and let the scorekeeper know. Has to get it over to Gilbert. Gilbert loads it into Highfield. Immediately double team.
Ashton picks up her third.
Barrett's going to get three. She was hoping for a jump ball, but didn't get it. Should be 40-19.
Well, we got the 40 finally. Hopefully that 1 point won't come back to hurt us.
Gilbert gets the ball inbounded. Luckily, Duncan has it between the circles.
Bath almost come up with a steal there.
Dribbles all the way across to the right wing. Runs into her own player, loses it.
Steps
out of bounds. I don't know if the young lady was supposed to set a pick and it didn't happen, or
yeah, whatever there was. It didn't look right.
Bowles sure collides. Bath County with 1 minute left to go in the quarter. Barrett stops, pops, elbow jumper up, no good. Bowles rebound and then fouled by Gordon. It's only the fourth. Gordon's first.
Gordon will learn that more as she plays. Once that girl gets that rebound, just let her go. Get back and play defense.
Gilbert throws a pass to Duncan. Now to Bowles in the left corner.
Especially now that there's only five fouls per quarter.
Down in the high field. Back out threes on its way. Bouncing off, no good. With the rebound. Just pushing up the left side. Goes it over to Norris. She comes across the right side. Over here to Gordon. Open shot. Right side's up. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
It's a two. Long two.
42-19. 29 seconds left to go. Bath getting on top of Lewis here. They get it to high field. Back over to Gilbert. Gilbert will come in the front court. Throws a pass to the near side to Duncan. Duncan back over to Gilbert on the right wing. Down low, high field. Turns, puts up shot. No good. Rebound comes off.
Not exactly.
Barrett actually went over the back of Bowles. not physically, but just like rolled across it. Like Bowles had undercut her. Nothing called there. They're letting them play, that's for sure.
Yes, they are. Collier going to get Ashton off the floor, so she won't pick up her fourth. Tiller coming in with three. That's
Metz comes
get
in.
Some, trying to get some size in there with
Reed will come in.
High field.
So you're going to have Metz, Tiller, Reed, Gordon, and Reed on the floor.
Very interesting lineup. Very interesting lineup.
Does he get it in? Duncan threes up, no good. Metz with the rebound. She comes dribbling out of there, and time will run out in this third quarter of basketball. It's Bath County 42, Lewis County 19. Back with the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
.42-19, Bath County leads Lewis County in this girls' EKC tournament semifinal. Finals will be here Thursday night. I think it's at 7:30.
I'm not really sure. So just not a boy-girl doubleheader for finals?
I don't think so. It's Reed inbounds to Metz in backcourt. Metz picks up a dribble to Gordon.
Interesting.
Back up to Metz.
The interesting lineup is still on the floor.
Gordon throws it to Fareed. She wasn't ready looking. For it, and it's stolen away. Duncan comes dribbling up, got it between the circles. Reed knocks it away from her, but Duncan's able to go back and get it. Still working with the dribble. All the way to the top of the key. Curls towards the basket, puts a shot up against Tiller. Tiller gets it partially blocked. They find Metz. Metz pushes it all the way in the front court, all the way down to the baseline. Then Duncan comes up from behind, knocks it away. This will be Lady Cat basketball.
Good teaching moments right here for these young
senior.
Kids.
We get it in the Tiller in the corner. She's dribbling, a little shaky with it. Tries to feed it into Freed, and it's stolen away by Tackett. Tackett gives it up to Duncan. Duncan will walk it up the right side. Gordon will pick her up at half court.
That play down in the corner didn't look good from the start.
As he gets to Gilbert, three up top, no good. Metz gets the rebound. She comes dribbling in the front court, stops, gives it over to Fareed. Fareed shot up on the right block, no good. Rebound off to Duncan.
Good take by Fareed, good strong move, just didn't finish.
Duncan throws it to Gilbert, who gets it in the front court. Gilbert throws it to Highfield on the inside. Tiller blocks her shot. It goes out of bounds. This will be Lewis basketball. I don't know if the young man was going to get the basketball or not. He just kind of looked at it, smiled.
Yeah. Like, what is that?
Now he's going to go around the corner, so if it happens again, I ain't getting it.
Yeah.
Tackett out to the left wing with it. Now dribbles between the circles.
Highfield's wanting that ball.
Highfield working against Tiller. Drop step. Gets the basket to fall. Gets the foul on Tiller.
That would be Tiller's fifth. They got it tonight.
So Baskinny comes in with another youngster. Natalie Ratliff, a seventh grader. So you got 2 7th graders and 3 8th graders on the floor.
Interesting lineup.
Rebound comes off. Fareed and Tackett go after it. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Lewis.
I think this is Ratliff's first minutes of the year.
You were correct.
Coach Collier's wanting to try to get to the finals. Give his starters and main players some rest, hopefully. So these young girls, this is a great opportunity for them. They need to capitalize on it.
Gordon over to Reed. Reed, the sound dribble, gives it to Metz. Metz up top. Three is up, and it's good.
How about
that? Natalie Ratliff.
No hesitation from Ratliff at the three.
If you're going to come in, you best be ready to play.
She says, look here, what I can do, Coach Collier.
So throw a pass, Reed with a near steal from Bowles. And
Ratliff with
got the steal. Give it to Fareed as she comes in the front court. Gives it up to Metz on the right wing. Over here to Gordon. Gordon curls towards the top. Throws it to Reed. Reed has it behind. Back up to Gordon. Gordon, one dribble over to Metz. Metz picks up her dribble. Gives it to Ratliff between the circles. To Reed. Little weaving run up top. Reed tries to feed it in to Reed.
Tried to force it.
And it's stolen away. And then Metz steals it right back. She gets it down low and has her shot blocked by Highfield. Right into the hands of Gilbert. She pushes up the right side. Drives all the way in. Gordon stops her progress, keeps her from getting into the lane. Then Duncan stops. Elbow jumper, no good. Rebound comes off. Reed tracks it down in the corner. She comes dribbling out the left side. Nobody stops her until she gets to the left wing to Fareed. And over to Metz. Long two is up for Metz, and it's good.
Her first 2 points.
5:08 left to go in the ballgame. Bethany extends her lead 47-21.
With the young group on the floor, they're extending their lead. That's great. You know,
as they try to feed it to Highfield, ball goes to the floor. Duncan and Fareed tied up. So you look at the lineup. Tackett that was out there, she's a senior. You've got Junior and Highfield. Junior and Gilbert. Then Duncan's a senior. So, I mean, it was three seniors and two juniors. In Bath County with 2 7th graders and 3 8th graders. As Fareed knocks that one away on the entry pass. They're trying their best to get it in the high field. Gordon comes up with a steal. She lowers her head, gets all the way to the right block, kicks it out to Metz, over to Fareed. She launches a three straight away. It's a little long. Rebound comes off. Stamper comes away with it for Lewis. Gets it in the hands of Duncan, and she comes dribbling up the right side. Reed almost got her on that crossover. Shot up from Duncan, no good. Goes out of bounds.
Good ball pressure by Josie there.
They're going to say it's Lewis' ball. I didn't think
not exactly
got a
sure
on that.
How. Avery Baber making her first appearance in the varsity game.
So Fareed will check out. Baber, an eighth grader. They're lobbing in the high field. Hook shot in the paint's up, no good. They're going to whistle Natalie Ratliff for the foul.
That's a tough job for tough assignment right there for Ratliff going up against the senior Highfield.
A seventh grader against a senior.
That's tough. But she didn't back down.
Conceal. Highfield makes the free throw. Only the seventh point of the half for Lewis County. Make that eight. 47-23. Hackett comes in. Highfield checks out.
Highfield's only scored 4 points since the first quarter.
Metz finds Reed over on the right wing. Over to Gordon out on that left side. Gordon bounces in to Ratliff. Ratliff hook shot on the baseline. Gets stuck on the top of the goal.
Time to get to Poas. Not a good, wasn't a good move there. Going away from the basket.
Coach Pete Scott, I think he's going to jump up and get it. I don't think he's going to get the pole.
Nobody can find the pole. We're at a work stoppage. Another thing I see some of these young girls need to work on is dribble with a purpose. Don't just don't put the ball on the floor with no purpose. You don't have to. Coach Collier turns it over. He says, I knew he wasn't tall enough. Where's the big? There we go.
The boys probably took it on the road with them.
Probably did. I knew Coach Collier couldn't get that. I'm gonna make
sure. He wasn't gonna do that much manual labor.
No. Gonna make sure he knows about it too.
I guess he was looking for the assist.
Yes.
He didn't want the bucket. He wanted the assist.
Lady Cats in man-to-man.
Is Duncan.
Not good matchups out there for them, but
gets all the way to the rack, lays it up and good.
Is it Duncan? That's Duncan.
Yeah. Metz gives it over to Gordon. Over to Reed on the left wing. Now to Baber. Baber looks back over to Reed.
A bounce pass.
Up top to Gordon.
Another bounce pass.
To Metz. Metz gets into the paint to the elbow. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound comes off the tacket. She gives it to Duncan.
Good move by Metz.
Lead pass up to Stanford front court. And Reed knocks it down. Gordon gets a steal. Both pushes all the way to the right wing. Looks, needs some help. Finds Metz. Metz launches three right side. It's good.
Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Kennings leads 25. 3:07 left to go in the ball game.
Shooter's going to shoot.
Duncan gets him in the front court. Has it between the circles. See what I watching the youngster in Gordon, I really like how she moves while she's defending.
Yes.
She's got her arms and hands up, her feet moving at all times.
Doesn't seem to take her off the ball.
No. Bowles gets a rebound, kicks it out to Duncan. Duncan fakes it, now curls towards the paint, running one-hander up and good.
Who was that?
Duncan. As Reed in the front court, looks, gives it over to Metz, over to Gordon, back to Metz. Over to Reed on the left wing. Up top to Gordon. Gordon catches it.
Collier's looking for some movement on offense. Don't just stand.
Over to Baber. Now up top to Gordon. Gordon curls over to the left wing. Now back towards the paint. Has the ball knocked down. And a steal there by Gilbert. Goes a lead pass up to Stanford. She couldn't catch up to it. Goes out of bounds. It turns it right back over to the Lady Cats. I don't know if you heard Collier when he sent Baber in. He said, be scared tomorrow, not today.
Yeah. Get in there and play. So, Ratliff's going to have to be careful not get called for 3 seconds. She gets in the middle and she just sits. The referees are telling her, there she goes, she moved out that time.
Metz throws it over to Reed. She'll catch and shoot. Three up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes off to Stamper. Stamper finds a guard in Duncan. She pushes up the left side with a left-handed dribble. Leaves it off over here for Bowles in the left corner. Bowles being honked up by Gordon. Up top to Stamper. Stanford to this near side to Duncan.
Tackett's wanting the ball on the block. She's getting a little frustrated.
So they throw it over to the right side. Now they get it into Tackett. Tackett working against Ratliff. Gets a little too deep. Gets a shot up. Rolls around and goes in.
Good bully move. I thought she almost got too far underneath the basket.
50-29 is Bath County. Reed will check out. And we were going to have... Is that Mackenzie Jones?
Mackenzie Jones. So it looks like to me all the Lady Cats have been in the ballgame tonight that are eligible to play.
So get it in to Ratliff. She's got it out on the right wing. Still with the dribble. Up top to Gordon. Gordon kind of surveys everything. Still between dribble. to Metz on the inside. She catches, puts it up. Rebound's knocked around. Tackett comes up with it. Gives it to fellow senior and Duncan, who brings it up the right side. Gets all the way in, goes up. Shot no good. Tackett with the rebound. Put back no good. Ratliff gets a rebound. She's tied up. Jump ball. Possession error in favor of Bath County with 41 seconds left to go. So Lady Cats are going to advance to the championship game to be played here on Thursday night. We'll get the time and everything. Hopefully Coach Collier will know that. As Metz finds Gordon. Gordon throws a pass over to the right side to Jones. Jones.
She's going up with
turns,
it.
Puts a shot up. No good. Lewis County with the rebound. Duncan up to right side. Gets around to everybody. Wraps the pass over to Stamper. Back in the middle they go to Tackett. Puts up a hook shot, no good. Rebound comes off. Jones comes up with the back counter. She comes dribbling down the right side. All the way to the right wing.
She's going up with it.
Puts a shot up. No long. Gordon rebound put back with 3 seconds is good. 52-29. The time is going to expire in this one as Bath County is going to win over Lewis County. 52-29 is your final score. The Bath County Lady Cats will advance to the finals to be played on Thursday night as they will take on the winner of this next game, Russell and Round County. Coach Collier will come up and join us in a little bit. Coach Davey Moore is going to get some final stats put together as we'll use this opportunity to go backstage over here, a word from some of your sponsors. As you've been listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball, once again, that final, Bath County 52, Lewis County 29. We'll be back in a couple of minutes right here on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Welcome back as Bath County Lady Cats get the win and move on in the championship. 52-19 is the final score. 52-29 is the final score as the Lady Cats knock off the Lady Lions. So Bath defeated Lewis to move on to the championship game. Coach Collier still back in the locker room. Should be up to join us here momentarily. Davey, you got them stats put together, or you need another second? I'll give you another second if you need it.
I've got them. I don't know if my tally equals. What did we find up with?
52.
52. I've missed something somewhere. So these are unofficial. So
did you get Gordon's last two?
I did get Gordon's last two. So I'm off a little bit, but that's all right. Jill Baber is official. If you got questions on the points, go to her. So, but anyway, unofficially from 2-point land, Lady Cats were 16 of 36 for 44%. 5 of 19 from 3 for 26% overall, 21 of 55 for 38%. 5 of 8 from the free throw line for 62%. The Lady Cats rebounded and Played defense very well. Did not turn the ball over very much tonight, which is a good thing compared to what they did the other night. Here's where I'm unofficial. I have Josie Reed with 5, Bailey French 9, Addie Metz with 5, Barrett with 10, Gordon with 4, Kaylee Crouch with 1, Norris with 9. Let's see, Ratliff with 3. There's one I'm missing it right there. 3 for Ratliff, 2 for Tiller, and 4 for Reed. So better make sure I get Ratliff's first varsity bucket in there. So she had the 3, and that gives me the 52 that you were looking for right there. So Lady Lions of Lewis County looked to have been led by Highfield with 15 points. So they did a good job on her. She scored 8 in the first quarter and then only scored 7 the rest of the ball game. So
looks like girls' championship is Thursday at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. So I bet it's a boy-girl
doubleheader. Yep. The girls, like I said, will play the winner of Russell and Round County. Round County currently on the floor warming up to our left, Russell warming up to our right. And that's third time tonight I've seen two basketballs get stuck in the goal over here on this right side. And that's a little stiff, as Coach Collier still hasn't made his way back out here yet. But, you know, it was a big win for the Lady Cats, as we can do our post-game awards. Your Ira Kilburn opening arguments, you know, staying out of foul trouble. Bethany struggled with that once again. Barrett didn't get in as much foul trouble, but Tiller did foul out of the contest. It was just kind of one of those. And Bethany can ill afford to really lose any of their starters or their sixth man, depending on, you know, who's getting a start, whether it's Tiller or Fareed or... But they were able to get some quality minutes out of their bench. Some of their youngsters got some good game time exposure as they were able to get in there and play against, you know, upperclassmen. It wasn't like they came in as 7th and 8th graders and freshmen playing against other 7th, 8th graders and freshmen. They were playing against juniors and seniors.
They got some valuable minutes, especially in that fourth quarter. They played a whole lot in that fourth quarter. That's going to benefit Coach Carl and his Lady Cats down the road.
Absolutely. Get them a little confidence, and they will go whole lot further, and it allows you to develop your bench that way.
Yes,
and that's very important, especially with some of the injuries and shortness we are right now. But as far as your R.L. Cottle offensive player of the game, who you liking in that one?
I'm kind of like Jerrica Norris. I thought she played really well on the offensive end. She got her shots up. She made her shots tonight, made her free throws. I thought she kept us going there. Kind of come down between her and Bailey French there in the first half to keep us offensive scoring going. But I think I like Jerrica Norris for that tonight.
Absolutely. A very, very well-played game by Jerrica. I agree 100%. As far as your Downtown Athletic Club defensive player of the game tonight.
Well, I'm going to go off script here because I'm going to get a little shout-out to that younger bunch that came in and played hard. I thought Gordon played really, really good defense. Josie Reed did, too. I had her in there as well, but I thought Gordon played really, like you talked, she has a really good stance. She sees the ball. She doesn't take her eye off the ball, and she had 2 or 3 steals tonight, and she played really well in that second half.
Those two up top, I see trouble out of the future defenses.
Yes. Yes.
As far as your unsung hero tonight.
Well, I kind of throw that over to Josie Reed since I didn't give her defense because she came in. She's given a lot of valuable minutes. As a runner-up, as unsung hero the other night, I thought tonight that she really gave us, especially when Tiller had gotten foul trouble and Reed was kind of needing a breather. She come in and really gave us a little spark. She made a 2 and a 3 and wasn't afraid to shoot and had a few rebounds. So I'm going with Josie Reed as our unsung hero.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've got two names I'm going to tag along into that as honorable mentions, Ratliff and Metz.
Yes.
Both of those came in getting their first varsity points and not afraid to shoot it.
Nope.
Ratliff wasn't afraid to mix it up at all. She was in there defensively, offensively.
You know, with a name like Mess, they're going to put the ball up. And she was my honorable mention for unsung hero. I had her down as well. So it's always good when those girls get their first varsity points. They'll remember that for a long time.
You know, and it's been a while since it's been an opportunity to sit there and really try to debate who you're going to give these to. That makes it a lot of fun. As Collier has made his way up here to join us tonight, as let him get the headsets on.
As Coach Collier's got his headsets on, and Coach, I'm sorry for Davey Moore. Please look over him. He was talking about your hops down there that you just give it up, that you wasn't even going to try.
And you know, I've slacked off on my CrossFit lately.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha. But nice win tonight over Lewis County. You knew that Coach Pike was going to try to have his team ready to go. When you look at the roster, they were playing a lot more experienced girls as far as upper class and stuff. And you knew you were going to have to go to your youngsters at some point, but they didn't hurt you. They came in and played well.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of times when you get in a situation like that, the other team, when they still got their starters out, might start chipping away. We actually extended our lead a couple of times.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about in practice. Like, you know, especially, you never, where we're so thin in our rotation, you never know when your number's going to be called. So we're treating these young ones just like they're vets. And we're getting after them. We're trying to teach them on the go. And it's got a long way to go and a short way to get there. But when they get in, I expect them to do the right things. And, you know, and that's why I'm coaching them just as hard as I'm coaching the starters or the first two or three off the bench. And if I don't, they're going to think that those minutes aren't meaningful, and they really are. You never know down the line with foul trouble, injuries. I pray we have no injuries or foul trouble, but you just never know. And everybody's got to be ready to go. But I'm really proud of them.
I was glad to see when they came in there. They're not afraid to attack the basket, put up the three, and get back down in defense. I mean, they're not afraid of any of that.
I
kind of laughed when you sent Baber out on the floor and said, be scared tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the mentality that every one of those has.
Because she was trying not to go in. She tried everything she'd do to slow walk at backwards, and I wasn't going to let her. But, you know, it is. It can be intimidating at that age. And, you know, Avery didn't play middle school, but, you know, she's up here now, and we're very thankful. So if you're up here, you're going to work. And, like I said, it's just an overall well-rounded, good team effort. Some of the shots weren't falling early. Got a little bit of foul trouble by Ashton. You know, and those are the things we're trying to say. Like, you know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We just got to stay mentally tough, mentally disciplined, and just move our feet, show our hands. You know, and it might not have been the biggest scoring knock for her, Bailey, and Kaylee, and Jay, but we did enough team defense, steals, got turnovers, got them to other people. It was a very, very, very balanced scoring effort. And at the end of the day, it says Bath across our chest. So we are a team. These girls truly love each other, and I'm proud of it. And see, you rep the stuff, but Coach, he done gave it up, man. His wife does all these Facebook sales posts. I see the Bath County gear he's had being sold off. And but no, I'm just, it's a good win. And this is four games in 6 days. We are mentally and physically exhausted. Players and coaches, we were on our last string. Tomorrow we have off. They're not even going to look at a basketball, think about a basketball. I got second, third grade practice somehow. Maybe Dave, Coach Moore will take that over for me so I can grind for the last 11 days. And these girls have earned, worked so hard, and they have earned this great start. We're happy, but we're not satisfied. And whoever we play Thursday between Round and Russell, it's going to be a dogfight. And no matter what, it's going to happen. And when I first got hired here, I said, we need to get this program playing for championships. So Thursday night will be the first time since I've been here that we've actually played for a trophy. So we're going to play for this one. We're going to play for the one in Panama. And we're playing for the one in district. And so that promise from all the hard work from my first set of seniors to now is finally coming to fruition. It's taken a whole six-year effort by everybody, but we are here by the hard work of every young lady that's played under me.
Well, let's just not stop the district. Let's take it all the way.
Absolutely, but we're just taking baby steps. But we're going far as we can go.
Well, you take it one game at a time and one play at a time, might as well.
And they were, you know, I had to explain to the girls why I was so animated tonight, even though we were, you know, we knew we you know, we were playing okay, we were up. I was like, guys, we're not at the point where we can play down to our competition. We don't even need to play up to our competition. We have set a standard in practice that we compete hard every day, and that's what we're going to play no matter what. And we can't have silly, unforced errors. So in a big game, they can come back and bite us. So that's why I was very, very angry, or I don't ever get angry, upset on the bench, as opposed to angry. But these young ladies, they all know I love them, and it was a total team effort. So we're going to see what we got here, guys.
Coach, appreciate you taking the time coming up and talking with us. As always, it's good to talk with you.
You the man.
As Coach Collier gets his headsets off, and we've done our players of the game. We've allowed Coach to come up and give us his thoughts on it. And, you know, Davey, our parting words tonight, you know, come out, support these Lady Cats. You're undefeated. You're going to be playing in a championship on your home court for the EKC. I mean, the crowd is pretty good tonight. We would love to see it even better on Thursday.
We had a really good crowd tonight. But, yes, come out and support these girls. They play really, really hard. They give a great effort, and they would really appreciate you coming and fill the bleachers on Thursday night.
It's going to be a good ball game. They're going to play. Rick Witt, Thursday night at 6 o'clock. I saw your post the other night.
Yeah,
so
Rick Witt. Where are you at?
Out, Rick.
Where you at, Rick?
He said, I'll be there.
Hello, Rick. Don't see you.
He was like, the word on the street is undefeated.
Yes,
they
are.
I told him, get off the streets and get in the gym.
Yep, it's still undefeated. So they're exciting to watch. So come out here. It'll be a tough ball game Thursday night, no matter who they play, Russell or Round. So, but they would really love to have your support.
Absolutely. As we're going to wrap things up here from Owingsville, once again, that final score, Bath County 52, Lewis County 29. Girls will be in action on Thursday night at 6 o'clock pregame, about 10 minutes before tip-off or so for that one, as it will be the EKC championship game facing either Round or Russell. We'll find out, and we'll pass it along as soon as we do. But until Thursday night, for Davey Moore, I'm Todd Waits. Thanks to Hannah back in the studio. Did a great job. Until Thursday night, good night. So long. Thanks for listening.
CARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered.